Time now for your letters. First correction from last week when we followed up on Wade Goodwin's story about a miscarriage of justice in Texas. Michael Morton was accused of murdering his wife in 1986, convicted a year later, and put in prison. DNA evidence cleared him just last year. Mr. Morton is pursuing a case against the prosecutor for withholding exculpatory evidence from his trial, not DNA evidence, as we mistakenly said. The Texas Supreme Court has appointed a court of inquiry to investigate. We heard from listeners with fond memories of the Ford Mustang after our conversation with Paul Ingracia about his new book, Engines of Change, A History of the American Dream in 15 Cars.
The remarkable thing about the Mustang, which came out in the spring of 1964, was that you could configure it pretty much any way you wanted. And what this car did was it caught the baby boomers just as they were coming of age and really captivated them.
Jeff Howard posted at NPR.org, of the half-dozen Mustangs I owned during my teens and 20s, the 1970 Mach 1 was by far my favorite. Deep, reflective black with white and wood grain interior, a real head-turner, kept it spotless all the years I owned it, loved that car. Now I drive a Subaru. Question, will tears short out a keyboard? Ed Alonzo adds, when I think of the Mustang, I think of the U.S. space program and the resemblance of the Gemini capsule and the original 65 Fastback and the newer 67-68 Mustang and the Apollo capsule. I also think of the earlier taillight, which resembled jet engine afterburners firing. But listener Ron Brizardi writes, yes, the car fosters imagination. Like when I'm stuck in traffic, I imagine other ways that I could be traveling. Driving is generally a most infuriating process. Heard from appreciative listeners after our interview with Maestro Maren Alsop about some of the best-known and most respected works of English composer Sir Edward Elgar, from the familiar graduation song, March No. 1 in D, to his first symphony. Marion Moore writes, thanks for the intro to Elgar's music. Just as a note, I am so glad that my high school marched to a different beat. We always marched to Mendelssohn's War March of the Priests. Well, whatever beat you march to, please write to us. You can reach us at npr.org by clicking on the link that says Contact Us. We're on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. I'm at NPR Scott Simon. All one word. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.